Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I've been everywhere. So has Lacey Crew. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, lately it seems like some Sedgwick County commissioners, and for that matter our mayor, also seem to have been everywhere. And most of that travel has been paid for by Sedgwick County taxpayers. According to a story in Thursday's Wichita Eagle, more than $25,000 in public funds has been spent on travel in just the past 3 years alone. County commissioners are allowed to charge travel-related expenses on their county credit cards without any public discussion, approval, or disclosure. Yeah, that sounds very fair and transparent. County policy sets no limits on how much money can be spent or where they travel. But Commissioner Jim Howell, who has never spent a dime of taxpayer money on travel, by the way, is calling for changes to the county's travel policy, and he joins us now. Jim, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back on the show, brother.
Well, thank you, Whit. And just a couple corrections. First of all, that song just cracked me up.
Yeah, well, I thought it was an appropriate intro.
That was really
intro.
Well done.
Dave nails these. He's always good about intro music.
That was great. So I have been there 8 years, and I have traveled on a couple of trips.
But not on taxpayer dime.
About $800 total. In eight years.
Okay.
So far.
$100 a year, we can give you that.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially when we go through these numbers. I mean, of the $25,000 spent on commissioner travel, and again, this is since 2020. So you spent $800 in 8 years. Since 2020, Lacey Cruz has racked up nearly $11,400 in taxpayer-funded trips. And Sarah Lopez, the other Democrat on the commission, who only took office in January of 2021, mind you, has already charged more than $10,900 in county travel expenses. The two of them alone make up 90% of the total travel expenses the entire commission in those since 2020. Again, you got $100 there. So,
that's right.
I mean, that's...
So
there's a problem. There's something stinks in Denmark.
Well, so the philosophy is, you know, we're elected officials, and my colleagues are not my boss, and I'm not their boss. They're not going to ask me for permission to travel. That's the genesis, I think, of the lack of policy. But you know, it has gotten out of control. I think between those two commissioners specifically, I don't know how many trips have been made to Washington D.C., but a lot. You know, I know that some of the people in the city have gone to Washington D.C. quite a lot also. But, you know, one of the commissioners went there for a diversity, equity, and inclusion conference just for a few days, took a staff person with them. I have no idea why they did that. And that was just one example. Of course, we know that what's been in the news this last week, of course, has been one of the commissioners went to a thing with Ghana up in New York.
Right.
And it just shocks me that we think that that's worth a couple $1,000s of taxpayer money. You know, I call these precious property tax dollars. And when we spend those dollars for things that frankly don't really help us here in Sedgwick County, then I have a problem. And I think right now, you know, when I go on a trip that's, I'm learning something really important, or I'm learning best practices, or we're, you know, if you will, luring a company to Wichita, sometimes we have to travel for those types of things. Even that's kind of rare for a county commissioner, actually. But anyway, having said that, there may be some return on the investment here to Sedgwick County. But I have to argue, I don't know when you go to Ghana or go to New York City, when you don't talk to any staff,
right?
You don't take GWP with you, you don't take someone from Visit Wichita with you, you don't talk to the Wichita Chamber, you don't talk to any other staff, you don't talk to the economic development director for the county, for that matter. Simply make plans to travel to New York, and you spend several days there, talking about Wichita. The actual presentation was about 11 minutes long, and it appeared to be in a room of about 10 people, so maybe 15 people. I don't know. Wasn't a lot of people there, and so this is several $1,000s, and I think that my takeaway is this is just not the proper use of Sedgwick County precious property tax dollars.
No, and you're right. That the trip you're referring to was Lacey Cruz. She just returned from a taxpayer-funded trip to the New York Botanical Gardens in the Bronx on Wednesday for what she described as a roundtable discussion promoting investment opportunities in Africa. You're right. It was 11 minutes long, and the cost was $263.63 a minute is what taxpayers paid for her 11-minute presentation. She said she was discussing what she learned from her 2020 Ghana trip the taxpayers paid for, that we'll get to that here in a minute. But has the county seen any actual economic benefit from these trips? I mean, are we getting jobs out of this?
No. In fact, this goes back to Carl Brewer back in 2012, started some of these visits to Ghana. But at least when Carl Brewer went, he took an entourage with him. They had it was well planned. They took the right people, and they actually made business connections while they were there. They produced nothing for that trip. But this is even worse when we have one commissioner going basically on their own and not doing some coordination. There's absolutely no economic benefit to Wichita or Sedgwick County, for that matter, at all. The answer is no.
We're talking with Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. The 2020 Ghana trip that Cruz took sparked controversy after she charged, again, $2,900 on a county credit card, and then went to great lengths to explain how it was related to Sedgwick County government, and then she vowed to reimburse the county. According to the Wichita Eagle, the county's been paid back $2,800, but it was donations from Democrat politicians, Cruz supporters, and a consulting firm that regularly represents clients who do business with the county. So she said she'd pay back the $2,900. $2,800 has been paid back, but it's from politicians that she didn't pay it back herself. So, I mean, again, she goes to Ghana, she gets to, tour a chocolate factory or whatever. How does this benefit us?
In fact, really, there's maybe a hole in our ethics policy for our state, because that was obviously my opinion, was a gift to her.
Yes.
But they gave the money directly to the county, so it didn't go on an expense report, didn't go on a substantial interest report, didn't go on a campaign finance report. We don't actually have any, and again, I stand for transparency and accountability, John. And here we have a situation where someone receives a substantial trip, fair amount of money, and there's no way to report this officially because it kind of fell through the loophole here.
And that's the same thing with the mayor. You know, he flew to England for an air show. He took his wife along. They got to enjoy basically a mini vacation on the taxpayer dime. And again, both Lacey Cruz and Mayor Whipple voted to raise our property taxes. So, they raise our property taxes. They're getting taxpayer-funded vacations. And it bothers me that these donations aren't required to be listed as contributions anywhere in any form. I think that's – what are you trying to get here?
That's really one of my solutions here. I don't know – There's a couple of trains of thought here. One of them says we need to ask permission from our colleagues, and that's a little bit – I see the point. I'm not sure that's going to pass. But here's what I do think we can do very easily. That is disclosure. I think we need to put the details of these trips. Why do we go? When do we travel? How much do we spend? The cost for lodging and meals and airfare or whatever it was we did. and put that on our website so people can consume that information.
Yeah, certainly anything the taxpayers are paying
for. Because guess
what?
You're my boss.
Yeah.
And you have a right to know what's going on. So at the end of the day, the taxpayers and the constituents and the electors have to know what's going on.
If you work in a private sector and use a company credit card, you're going to have to account for every dollar put on that company
That's
credit
right.
card. Why shouldn't a county commissioner who's using a county card have to do the same thing?
And if you are really proud of that travel, then by all means, stick it on, do it, and then you can defend it, and people can judge you or not. But my point is, disclosure to the public that we serve and their reaction to that is what's called transparency and accountability. That's what's necessary here.
So
we can do better.
You've called for this change. Where are we in that process? Do you think it'll happen? I mean, have you come up with a policy?
We're going to have what's called a workshop on Wednesday. This is part of our topic on Wednesday, so I'm sure it'll be an interesting meeting at least. But I assure you, John, something will change.
So what we need, obviously, would be for our listeners to reach out to David Dennis and Pete Meitzner.
Sure.
Do you think Sarah Lopez would be supportive of this?
I actually do. She's been reasonable. I can talk with Sarah, and she's been approachable and rational. And I think I can talk to her, and she comes around. I think the end of the day, she's benefited the most from this travel policy as we've had it right now. But I think she's understanding why this needs to be changed. If she wants to go travel, we're not saying you can't travel.
No, just
simply saying let the people know what's going on.
Right, be accountable.
I think she'll do that. But here's what I don't think is going to happen. I don't think that the other commissioner that's been doing some travel, I'm not sure she's going to be happy with us at all.
Yeah, and since you're being diplomatic, I'll say that's Lacey Cruz for those Jim's being diplomatic. Let me ask you one other quick question. I know David Dennis has been forceful and pushing back, which it's rare that I can commend him, but I commend him for it, on the city's decision to decriminalize marijuana. It's going to create major issues. I've talked to the district attorney. I know that's going to create major issues. What used to be a $50 fine is now going to mean jail time and fees, court costs, all kinds of hassles, all because Brandon Whipple wants to pander to a base.
Well, Mayor Whipple thinks that there's some discretion at the county level.
No, there is no discretion. No, the law is the law.
So, Mark Bennett's going to do what Mark Bennett has to do, and Jeff Easter's going to do what Jeff Easter has to do. There's no discretion, and this again, he's not doing a favor to these people.
No.
You're creating a patchwork.
He made it worse.
He did make it worse. You're making lots of confusion. People out there are basically going to think they're doing something that's allowed now, and they're going to get caught, and it's going to really be very expensive and very detrimental and harmful to these people.
As Mark Bennett told me, the guy that was driving and had some marijuana on him and got pulled over for a ticket for speeding, now if they find marijuana, your car gets impounded, you're going to jail, and all that stuff is now new fines and new fees.
Kids,
and if you got kids in the car, now the kids are going into child services. I mean, the whole thing is a nightmare, all because of Brandon Whipple.
At the end of the day, they're solving a problem that frankly did not need to be solved. You talk to Mark Bennett or Jeff Easter, they'll tell you there's no one in the jail for minor possession of marijuana. It hasn't happened. It doesn't happen. But now it's going to be a bigger problem because this is going to explode. It's a big problem now.
Well,
the state will fix this in legislation, but
eventually,
until that happens, we have a mess now. Thank you, Brandon Whipple.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If folks are interested, I know you're running for re-election. Your wife is running for House seat in House District 82.
That's
correct.
Right. Yep.
If folks want to help you, if they want to donate or they want to get involved, you're at votejimhowell.com, and you guys, it's almost like you're married. She's at voteleahhowell.com.
That's right. Guess what?
Jim, I appreciate you, brother. You are the conservative voice on the county commission.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you. I often say you're the only Republican on the county commission. Mm-hmm. I know you won't say that, but I do, and I appreciate you, brother. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you much. We'll take a quick break, then we want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.